after we prayed for everyone this morning, and everything was just got so calm. And I began to think of the scripture that says, when the enemy comes in, period, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord comes in and raises up a standard against him. There's been a lot of people discouraged in the body, but we're going to have the word that God has given us. That spirit has been broken. So the enemy has come in, but this morning the Spirit of the Lord came in. And he reminded us all that we're called. Maybe not behind the pulpit, but we're all called. Amen. And I remind you again, the pastor is not, the one behind the pulpit is not the most important one in the church. We're just called to give you the word to go out. You're the ones. Go out and take what we give you. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for what you've already are doing. Oh, just remind us again, Lord, that we're called, we're anointed, we're chosen, highly favored and blessed by you. We just pray over our pastors today, Lord, that you continue to strengthen them in their bodies. Continue to bring manifestation of healing to them. We love you, pastors, and lift you up before the throne today. That you will be encouraged throughout the rest of this service. And we speak God's blessings over you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Classes can be dismissed. Y'all not having classes today. It's the first of the month. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Last Sunday, we got the Sunday handout. I've written a word in there the Lord had given me that morning, and I put it in there again and kind of elaborated on it. We're going to teach from that this morning, and we're going to bring some scripture in and be encouraged by the word, by this prophetic word that God gave us. When God gives you a word, you need to speak it out in the atmosphere. And when you speak it out in the atmosphere, things begin to change. Amen? So the word was this. I'm going to read it again this morning. And we're going to look at it. So I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying, there's new life for new life. In the bigger scheme of things, you have not been forgotten, nor have you been forsaken. Continue to take up the word and let it be a mighty weapon in your mouth. The spirit, yes, the spirit of discouragement that has wanted you to throw in the towel and quit is broken over this place. There is a new resolve coming to the lives of my people who have chosen to settle into this place, to settle into the gifts I have given you. A resolve that has said, we will rise and our voices will be heard. I have given you the word of salvation to this region and beyond. Take up this mantle and go in the anointing I have given you as my body of believers. Stand firm in what you have been given, for this is your time to show forth my glory. Amen. That's our word today, church. That's a word for this church, for you, because you are part of this church. And, you know, with Pastor going through what he's gone through in the last few years and different ones in the body that I know and probably don't know about that is going through things that you don't even talk about or ask prayer for, physical situations, family situations, financial situations, business situations, all those things, job things, prayer seems to have been unanswered. And I've sensed a restlessness. There's been a restlessness. And at times the enemy is punching in from every side. So God comes along. Ricardo, would you bring me my water, please? So God comes along and gives us a word to encourage us. Thank you. To encourage us to keep on keeping on. And that's what the enemy wants you to do, is to stop. And then God comes along and gives us a word of encouragement that says, don't quit. Keep on keeping on. Amen. Keep on keeping on. So there is new life, the word says, for new life. And I believe there's new life springing up in you today. Amen. I believe there's new life springing up in you today. And you know, spring is here. Spring is an awesome time of year because we've just come out of winter where everything is dead and dried up. You know, but we always have that hope that spring is coming. Amen. Spring is coming. And so just like the flowers of the field that are springing up with new growth, I believe there's things that's springing up in you this morning. And God has given us a word just to remind us that there's new life happening in you right now. You may just see a little spark of it, but he says for you to keep on keeping on and not quit. Amen? So at first it may be slow, then more rapidly as the sun warms the earth up. You can see it. I was out there. Actually, I started last month, the first warm day I was outside. And everything was just dry. There wasn't nothing coming up. And then as the weather started to get a little warmer, I said, oh, there's something there. I don't remember being there last year. And then the days got warmer and the sun started shining even more. It was like in 2 days, it was already that high. And that's the way it is in our lives. We may not see that seed being planted right then. It may be a winter season in your life where you don't see anything. Everything is dried up. There's nothing that has life to it. I want to encourage you this morning that life has come back to you today. That life has entered in you today. Amen? So the enemy wants to interrupt that. Let's go back here. I've got ahead of myself, way ahead of myself. So I believe there's new life springing up in you today. The Word goes on to tell us that in the bigger scheme of things, you have not been forgotten, nor have you been forsaken. So God wants you to be encouraged today that when we go through life and we're being punched on this side and punched on that side, and it seems like we're just being punched all around the boxing ring of life, God wants you to know today that He's not forgotten and He has not forsaken you. He's been right in there with you. If he had not been, the punches may have been more severe. Amen? So God's wanting you to know that whatever is happening to you at this moment, don't look at the bigger scheme of the things that's around you. At the moment, don't allow it to take your focus off the Word and what you know to be of truth. Because things that are happening around you may be facts, but it's not the truth. Because the promises of God is the foundation for our believing. And that is what we rely on. It's the truth. So the facts aren't bad because we know what it is and we can deal with it. But so many times we want to put stuff in the drawer, close that drawer, sweep that stuff under the rug. And you know why it happens when we keep putting stuff under the rug and we keep stuff in the drawers, keep stuff, they're going to overflow. And we're going to find ourselves stripping out. I praise God that the Holy Ghost gets in every one of our drawers, every one of our rugs. Well, that didn't sound good. But gets in every one of our things at home and begins to mess things up. Because some of us need to be messed up to realize that there's more in us than what we know at the moment. So as we as New Life of the Nations, you as the church, there's an anointing to do greater things. Why do you think the enemy has attacked our pastors like he has? Why do you think that he has attacked you to discouragement, to want to quit, fold in the towel, and move on? Amen? So there is an anointing to do great things. God established this place with a vision that he gave our pastors. The foundation of this vision is still there because it was based on the truth of the Word of God. There have been facts for years and years and years, as long as this church here has said contrary to what the vision has said. But God says the truth of the matter is that I have given the Word, the foundation, which is my Word, that there is to be a church established here. And no matter what the facts have been, that is the truth. People may come and people may go in the church, in your life, or whatever. But God's Word remains the same and He does not change. Amen. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? So the enemy will not be attacking us in every direction. It's to get our focus off the calling of which we have been called to. See, the attack that you have been under is not just about you. It's about where God has placed you at. You have a seat in this house to do great things. If you go running off, you may never fulfill the calling of God on your life. If this is where God has placed you, amen, you need to get hooked up with where you know God has placed you, dig your heels in, and say, I ain't going nowhere. I have a call. That's why he wants to knock you off focus. Amen? That's why you've been under attack. It's not just about you, but it's about your calling. Because, you know, if we die and go to heaven sooner than we're supposed to, our families are going to be okay. You know, the devil wants to knock you out and destroy you because you are here for much greater purpose than your family, even though God has established the family order. But there's a greater purpose in you. And the enemy wants to come and destroy that vision and that purpose of why you are here. But when you're going through something, say, well, it's not just about me. I've got a word for somebody's deliverance. See, what I'm going through at this present moment isn't just about me. I've got an anointing in my hands to lay on the sick, and God said they would recover. It's that which the doctors have said. It's not just about me, but in the healing that's taking place, I'm going to be able to tell somebody to hang on and not give up. Help is on the way. Amen. So it's not just about you. Amen. So it's to get our focus off the calling of which we've been called to. So what did he tell us to do? The word goes on, the prophetic word that's been given to us goes on and says, continue to take up the word. Continue to take up this word, which is life. And really, literally, some lives are dependent upon this word. He says to continue to take up the word. What does he say to do with it? He says, let it be a mighty weapon where? On the shelf? In your what? Woo! In your mouth. Why? Because there is an anointing. There is a roar that's coming out of your spirit. That when you begin to speak of the word, things begin to happen. Things in your life seem to become unsettled. And there's a shaking and there's a rattling. And even as the dry bones. When you begin to speak the word, things are going to come together. So he said in the midst of all this, take up the word. Don't forget my word. It's the promises to you. The foundation of truth, the foundation of my promises. Take up that word and let it be a mighty weapon in your mouth. Continue to resume. Okay, now listen to this. Continue. The word continue means to resume an activity after interruption. Storms come through in the middle of the night. Wake up and everything in the house is messed up. Everything may have come back on. But your clocks, if you don't have them, that resets themselves. And, oh, my goodness, I have just heard a word. Oh, God says, I'm resetting the time. Some of you, the enemy has come and wanted to cause an interruption. Even the storms of life. Yes, there's been lightning, there's been thundering, and the winds have shaken things loose. And God wants you to be encouraged that it was just an interruption. He said that does not interfere with what I'm wanting to do. So he says again to you to take up the word and and just continue to do what you know to do, and that is to stay in faith with me, stay in faith with your brothers and sisters in the Lord, stay in faith with what has been preached by the pulpit, stay in faith, church. And that storm comes through in the middle of the night, and the electricity goes off, and it comes back on, and you may not even be aware of it, but you wake up in the morning and the clocks are all messed up. You don't just say, well, it's 2 o'clock when it's actually 7 o'clock and I should be at work, but my clock says it's 2, so I'm not going to work. That's not going to fly high with your boss. Amen. And I want to tell you, resetting, God is resetting the time for some of you. Some of you all think that it's over, that it's gone. God says, no, it's not over because I've not said it's over. And he said, it's just a slight interruption. Slight interruption. And the interruption has come so you'll take your focus off of what God has called you to do and to be. And continue also to remain in a place and a condition. Just because the interruption has come along does not mean that you've been uprooted, because you have already been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And nothing can take you out of that seat. Because Jesus has placed you there. You've not placed yourself there. You've not been good enough to place yourself there. But he said, I placed you there. And the interruptions of life has not took you out of that seat. Can I get amen? So the enemy wants to interrupt what God is wanting to do through the church, this church. And not only our church has been going through things. So many churches have, amen. Take up the word and let it be a mighty weapon in your mouth. The word is made alive by the Holy Spirit of God, causing it to be filled with divine energy and ability. This word is a seed. This word is a seed that you're speaking forth. Amen. The word tells us in Isaiah 55:11, so shall be my word that goes forth out of my what? my mouth. It shall what? Not return unto me void, but it shall what? Accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing where I send it to. So what are you saying? The word that goes forth out of your mouth, if it's within the confines of this word, he says, when that word goes forth out of your mouth, that mighty weapon, amen, the word, he says it's going to do what I've sent it forth to do out of your mouth. If I've said it, you speak it. You sit back and watch me do it. He says, all I'm asking you to do is trust and believe in what I've said. Amen. Jesus said in John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and what? And they are what? Life. God's word, our sword of the spirit, is able to cut down the strongholds of Satan. There's no stronghold that you can find yourself, that you find yourself in, that cannot be broken down by the mighty weapon of God in your mouth. But the key is taking it up. The key is getting it into your heart. Because what is in your heart is what you're going to speak. Ha! But word only works when we put it in our heart and our mouths begin to speak out that truth. The spirit, the prophetic word went on to say, the spirit, yes, the spirit of discouragement that said wanted you to throw in the towel and quit is broken over this place. And not just quit coming here. Not just saying they're not doing nothing. I'm just leaving. I'm going somewhere else. I'm not only talking about that. But the spirit of discouragement that just wants you to stay home. The spirit of discouragement that wants you to just quit believing. The spirit of discouragement that just wants you to not continue on. Just forget about it. Nothing is going on in my life. I'm not seeing any prayers answered. Discouragement is a spirit. And you've got to understand that. When it's a spirit, it can only be fought with spiritual weapons. It says discouragement is a spirit that comes to wear out the saints of God. Discouragement comes into life to wear us out, to wear us down. But God comes along and tells us that this spirit has been broken over this place. That means the spirit has been broken over your life. That spirit of discouragement that has wanted you to quit praying about that thing, to quit believing about that thing, is broken over your life. Amen. But God comes along and has told us that new life has come to new life. Discouragement is simply the displacement of courage. If you are discouraged, then you have displaced your courage. Amen. Dis is something that's out of line. Like a dislocated vertebrae. It's not in line. So when you are discouraged, you are not coming into alignment with the word of God. Amen. So discouragement is the displacement of courage. God tells Joshua in 1:9, over and over again, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. For the Lord is with you wherever you go. That's a word for us today. He said, be of good courage. That which I have called you to is not that hard. If you go in the anointing, because it's birthed out of the Spirit. If something is birthed out of the Spirit, if you'll get into the word and come into agreement with it, will be maintained by the Spirit. But if it's something that's birthed out of the flesh, you will give up. You quit and you'll never try again. But if something is birthed out of the Spirit, no matter how discouraged you get, no matter what people have said, no matter what you may have thought, that thing is going to keep rising up within you over and over again. You know many times I've left here and wanted to quit. You know how many times I told God I didn't want to talk about it no more? But see, when you're truly called in a calling, whatever it may be, no matter how discouraged you get, no matter how many times you say you're going to quit, no matter how many times you feel like throwing in the towel, and you may have, it'll come back around. And you begin to hear that rumbling in your spirit again. You begin to feel that anointing again. You begin to feel that calling again. Why? Because it is truly of the Spirit, and it's maintained by the Spirit.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. So Joshua, like him, we can face overwhelming challenges in our lives. Part of being strong and courageous simply means trusting the Lord, for he is our source of strength. Joshua didn't have all the answers for the challenges before him, and we don't either. We don't have all the answers. All I know is God is a good God. He's got our best interest in his mind, and the devil is a bad devil, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. Settle that in your heart today. But he was told to go forward anyway. Why? Because acting in faith, because the Lord was with him. That was why. Remember, the enemy will always try to discourage you and tell you it's impossible to make it up to the next level. That's why the discouragement has been so strong and the spirit of quitting has been so strong, because you're getting ready to go to another level. You're getting ready to go to another level. Amen. You are going in the process of going to that next level. Amen. And remember the word of Ephesians. For he, God himself, said, I will never in any way fail you, nor give you up, leave you without support. He said, I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down. I won't relax my hold on you, surely not. So no matter what you are going through this morning, use that word as a weapon in your mouth. And God says, I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to keep you as the apple of my eye. You're in the palm of my hand. And I don't care how much shaking is going on, I'm not going to let you go. Yeah, there's times that you might have wanted to let me go and turn and run. God says, I'm not going to let you go. Amen. There's a new resolve, the word says, coming to the lives of my people who have chosen. Where's this resolve coming from? Coming to the lives of my people who have chosen to settle into this place, to settle into the gifts I have given you. What does that tell you? There is a new resolve coming to you that has said, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is my calling. That resolve that gets in there and says, I'm not quitting, to settle into the gifts I've given you. A resolve that says, we will rise and our voices will be heard. We will rise and our voices will be heard. Resolve means to decide firmly on a course of action. In other words, you've got a made-up mind. We sing that song, I've got a made-up mind. Amen. A spirit has to us, there's resolve coming to your life. Said to us, there's resolve coming to your life. You have said, this is where I'm supposed to be planted. This is what I know God is saying for me to do. This is the gift God has given me to be used in the body. And not just here at church. Your gift, we are here, as I said before. We are here as a training station, the church. You know, we expect sinners to come in by the groves. You know what? Thank God for people that come to church and get saved. They need to get saved, and we need to bring them in here and teach and train them as disciples to go out there and bring other people in that are saved. You all understand what I'm saying? The church should be a training station to disciple people about the Word of God so that you can go out there and make other disciples. Bring them in here. Let's get them trained in the Word so they can go back out there. Bring them in so we can train them. Get them in the Word. Learn them. You know, if you've been saved for 20 years and you don't know more than what you know, then something's wrong. There are some things that you should not be struggling over again. Amen. God says, grow up, mature in what I've called you to do. Amen. Glory to God. This is new life, new season, new excitement, new prosperity. It's very exciting, and it's preparing us for God has for the next level that he has us on, that he has called us to. And he is saying, as each of the steps you take to the next stage or level I have planned for you, you will see new growth, new levels of relationship with me, and experiencing more of my glory. New challenges, new revelations, and so much more. Amen. As you experience this multiplying and this prosperity, I want you to be aware that they were all part of my plan from the beginning. It's all part of God's plan from the beginning, that you would be saved, that you would come into relationship with the one that created you, that you would prosper, that you would be in health, even as your soul prospers. Amen. So as you experience this multiplying or prospering, I want you to be so aware that was all a part of my plan from the beginning. that has given me glory. You'll experience my glory with your sight, with your hearing, your touch, your smelling, as you breathe in the wind of my spirit. And it's like walking outside on a fresh, cool spring day after a long, hard winter. You can say, you can smell the freshness. You know, that's like the word is. The word is like a cloak that comes over us, and it brings a refreshing. It brings a resolve. It brings something that we can't be talked out of after a long, hard winter, a season in our life when we haven't seen anything and everything is dried up. Amen. He says, then you will feel my warm rain needed for this growth, the rain of my spirit. I hear the words of the song, thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain. When the rain begins to fall, the rain that is falling, the rain begins to fall, bringing refreshing to us all. Thank you for the rain. And just as surely as new life springs up this time of year, so there's new life for you. As you step into, as you have resolved, you made a firm decision to step into this next level. I've given you the word of salvation to this region and beyond. Take up this mantle and go in the anointing I have given you as my body of believers. Stand firm in what you have been given, for this is your time to show forth my glory. So what is this word of salvation? The word of salvation is the good news that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Not only spiritually lost, to redeem them back to him, but also if you've lost anything in life, he says, I'm going to redeem it back to you through my plan of salvation. Because the plan of salvation isn't just a ticket for us to stay out of hell and get to heaven. Amen. But it's so much more. Living life of prosperity in this earth now. Amen. So he says, I've given you that mantle. That mantle settled upon each and every one of you. So what is the word of salvation? The good news of the word. You can be reconnected back to the one who created you by believing on the saving work of Jesus. You no longer have to be sad, depressed, lonely, or broke. Amen. You are given life, a source to run to in time of trouble, a relationship that far outweighs the other relationship. You have been given this mantle, new life. Tells us in Mark 16, the commission that we have as a church. He said to them, as you go into all the world, preach the gospel openly, the wonderful news of the gospel to the entire human race. Whoever believes the good news and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe the good news will be condemned. These miracles will follow, will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons in the power of my name. They will speak in new tongues. They will be supernaturally protected and from drinking anything. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The Message Bible reads it like this. Believe me, I am my Father, my Father is in me. If you can't believe that, believe what you see, these works. The person who trusts in me, not only do what I'm doing. No, that was Acts. I'm sorry, this is a different scripture. This is what I'm wanting you to see. Let me see if I've got it over here. John 14:12-14. Let me read out this version first. Verily I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing. Okay? And they will do even what? Even greater works than these, because I'm going to my Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. Why? So that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He says, you ask anything in my name, and I'll do it. So when Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, he was about to be arrested. Amen? He was about to suffer a cruel and unjust death, and that the disciples were going to be scattered. Jesus assures them that no matter what happens to him, that God's work would continue after he was gone. Even after his ministry would end, his work would go on. The followers, those who believed in him, and the believers are now empowered. That's you. Amen. Now empowered by the Holy Spirit would continue to do the works that Jesus did. That's why the enemy wants to discourage us, to get us off focus. Amen. All believers should do, can do, and are doing, and will do the works that Jesus did. That's our commission as a church. And just as Jesus was given the anointing and the authority to do these works in the earth, so have we been given that same authority Because he said, I'm going back to the Father, but I'm not going to leave you without some help. Amen. I'm not going to leave you without the help. The gospel of good news would have and is having a worldwide impact. And I believe that when he said greater works, you're not going to do no more greater works than what Jesus did. But the greater work is in circumference. Because when Jesus' ministry mostly was through Galilee and that just that little surrounding area. But he saw much further than Galilee. He saw a company of people in this living right now. Hallelujah. He saw a company of believers that was going to be able to take this gospel to the entire world. And that's the greater works he was talking about. Amen. What is your world? I don't want to go to Africa. I've not been called to go to Australia. I've not been called to go to Russia. But if that's your calling, you pack up and you go. And God will take care of it. But your world is your home. And when you step outside that door every day, that is your world. That is your first calling. Amen. That is your world. He said, go into all the world. He said, the works that I do in greater works. In circumference that you're going to do. So all believers are called to this. It's called to this. So there are three parts of this scripture that he's telling us as a church. All of us who believe in Jesus will carry on his work. Number two, in ways we'll do something greater than he did. We will have access in prayer. Number three, have access in prayer to Jesus so that everything that we need, we can ask for and receive it. This is a promise to all believers. And this is our calling, amen? So our thinking should never be, well, leave it up to the pastors, leave it up to the fivefold ministry or the evangelists. This word has been told to us as a whole body of believers. You've been anointed. You have been called to carry on the work of Jesus, amen? And you are a whosoever that believes, Jesus said, will carry on my work. I've got about 10 more pages, but since the Holy Spirit says, surely that's enough. You don't have to preach it all one day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The good news. I want to share one more thing about the article Pastor Laverne wrote in the Sunday handout, and then we will be dismissed if the Holy Spirit is through. And that's the article Pastor Laverne put in the Sunday handout on the back page. You need to cut that out and put it on your refrigerator for this month of April. This month of April. I looked up the word forward. It means completeness in the scripture. The word forward means completeness. January, February, March, April. We're in the fourth month, April. The four witnesses of God on earth are miracles, wonders, signs, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That is what the church is to be operating in. Amen. If you want to see people get saved, let them start seeing some miracles. Amen. Hebrews 2:4 says, then God added his witness to theirs. He validated their ministry with signs, astonishing wonders, all kinds of powerful miracles, and by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which he distributed as he desired. April is the fourth month, meaning completeness. Four witnesses of God on the earth is what? Miracles, wonders, signs, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 2:4, he validated their calling with wonders, signs, and all kinds of miracles. The month of April, you go ahead and stand to your feet. The month of April, the article that Vern put in the Sunday handout says, the month of April, believe God for unprecedented miracles and breakthroughs in all spheres of life in Jesus' name. Some call it April Fools, but for you and I and all that is ours, it shall be called April Fool. April Fool. God says, I want to bless you abundantly, more than enough, running over. April Fool. April Fool of what? April full of blessings, April full of good health, April full of favor, April full of mercy, April full of joy, April full of greatness, April full of abundance, April full of God's goodness, April full of honor, April full of gainful and productive ideas, April full of God's promise purpose for your life, April full of promotion, April full of God's help, April full of fame, April full of financial breakthrough, April full of all the goodies of life, April full of a close walk with God. How many receive that? We can have all these things because of the finished work on Christ that was completed. This is the fourth month. God has completed it, and we don't have to work for it. That's religion. We have grace. All he's calling us to do, believe it, receive it, and walk in it. Find somebody to pray for and say, God's going to do a miracle for you. Why? Because it was in his finished work to do so. Amen. Let's lift your hands. Father, thank you today. We just thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit, you just showed up today. You have encouraged us and you have reminded us of our gifts and our callings today as we resolve, Lord, to say that we're here to do a work for you. And I just thank you. You're going to continue just to settle that in these people's hearts today. And I thank you for that. I speak to you that are listening to this message, wherever you may be in the world, in this area, or wherever, whenever you may listen to this, that the same anointing that's been here in this service is going to minister to you today, wherever you're at. There's healing coming into your body. There's healing coming into your families. There's restoration coming in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I just speak to pain in people's legs for whatever the cost may be. We curse it at the very root, and we just speak to that pain, whatever it is that's costing it, that you are healed and you're going to be able to walk with freedom and without pain in such a long time. You're going to be able to feel a release coming to that area of your body right now in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to you on the authority of the Word of God. Receive that today. Begin to do what you could not do before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the promise of your Word that you have come to heal our bodies. Thank you for doctors and the medical people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just speak to eyes. Hallelujah. The physical eyes. I just speak to the retina. That's whatever's going in that area of your eyes, whatever's causing that to be blurred. I speak healing to that in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to your eye in Jesus' name. Specifically the left eye. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the left eye, be healed right now. Eye, begin to see what you could not see before. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. For confirming. You said these signs will follow them that believe. Confirming your word. Confirming your word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I just receive right now in the name of Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord, for loving on us today. Thank you for loving on us today, Lord. Thank you for a little bit of heaven on earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I speak God's blessing over you, church, again. You can never get tired of saying that or hearing that or confessing that or proclaiming or declaring and decreeing that. This is your first day of the week. Receive it as such. That you are taking out into your world what you have heard today. And the anointing that is upon you through Jesus' name is going to break yokes wherever you go. That you are the head and not the tail, and that you are blessed to be a blessing. Run with what God has called you to do. That you have not been called as forsaken or barren, but you have been called to bear much fruit in this season. So run with that and know that God is for you and not against you. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.